Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to address how to work with a negative person. We're going to start with a question from one of our listeners who's dealing with a negative coworker who's also a know-it-all.
What a lovely combination.
And then during the second part of our podcast, we'll discuss how to manage those negative employees.
Oh boy, you know, dealing with constant negativity from a coworker or an employee can be so challenging. I usually want to gag this kind of person or give them a lobotomy.
Yeah, something like that.
I hope listeners will send our send questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I've been with my company for 16 years. I have a coworker who has only been working there for 2. She's always negative and tells me what's wrong with every project and every initiative. She thinks she's well-informed and likes to spread rumors about undesirable changes that she thinks are coming. Recently, she pulled me aside to tell me where I might get moved to in the company. I want to tell this woman off, but any attempts to shut her up probably won't help the situation. How do I work with her?
I can't stand these negatron people, because then they, you know, people buy into it, and negativity is very powerful. Positivity is harder to spread. Really dislike having somebody like this in the office. So one thing we always say is you can't control this person's behavior. Like, this is who they are.
Right. You're powerless.
You are. You
really
are. And there's always going to be a certain amount of office politics. There's always going to be a certain amount of this that is just given.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know how, if this person sits next to them or, you know,
sits over them, stands over them.
This is
talking.
A daily thing, or is it a weekly? You know, I don't really know how bad it is, but I think she has a responsibility to try to find the positive people around there and really connect with them and minimize the amount of time that you have to spend with this person. Like, I get real busy if they start to approach.
Right. The big thing is, do not engage. I think what happens, at least for me, in the early stages of these kinds of relationships is that, you know, if a person is negative, I might try to get them to see the positive side of something.
Yeah, you would do that. Right. Look, we had cookies this morning.
Exactly. Or I might challenge, where did you get that information? Or if I were in a bad mood, I may even make fun of the person, but none of that is going to make it any better.
Right.
See, I might actually overthink it. And, you know, sort of, you know what I mean? Like, where did they get that? Well, maybe there's some truth to it. So I find myself overthinking it and overanalyzing it sometimes because negative people sometimes do have the scoop, you know, because they're out there looking for it.
Really?
Yeah. So that's where I get caught. So you try to change them. I'd be like, maybe they're right.
Yeah.
You know, so I could get a little
caught up. So it
would
get you nervous. It would make you worried, possibly.
Yeah.
Some
of
what they're saying.
I would overanalyze and overthink. And that's a problem to avoid. Yeah.
So I think that's one thing to know, just first of all, is how you might respond to this kind of person in your space. And I know for some people, you may just end up stewing, like you get so ticked off that you're just thinking, shut up, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's hard to concentrate on your work because you're busy. This person feels like a gnat that just won't go away.
So the real key is to just set limits with this person. Set limits for how much time they can have of yours.
Yeah.
You know, get real busy, avoid them. Just set real clear limits, because guess what? They always find somebody to go to.
They sure do.
There's always
you do not want to look like a sympathetic listener.
Right.
That's
right.
The voice of experience.
Right. Or change the subject every time they start to get negative.
Yeah. Mm. Right. Yes. One of the things, actually, Kathy, you taught me about this, and I think it's so interesting. Like, when someone comes to you with some juicy tidbit, you know, that you're just sort of, oh, well, you know, I've got to get back to work, or that's interesting. I don't really know anything about that. Mm-hmm. I don't really care. And not caring is very hard for someone like this.
Yeah, they're looking for a reaction.
Looking for a reaction, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Raw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like defusing a bomb. You're just, when you say, I don't really care, or I have to get to this project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My only concern is that then they may start a rumor about you.
That you don't care?
Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I would,
but yeah, I would not worry.
I mean,
about
the
it.
Truth is, the other thing to know is that everyone knows that this right. person is an annoying negatron.
That's right.
It's mm-hmm. not like you're the only one who's
right.
aware of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So setting limits—that's what I think is the key to dealing with a person like this, who's not going to get fired, or maybe they yeah. will eventually for this. But you have to set the limits so that you don't get caught in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard though.
It's hard not to get caught in that, like, almost negative people, like, just emotional vampire. Like, they just yeah. kind of suck you.
Yeah.
Dry. Yeah. Well, this kind of person can also be what we call the calculating confidant, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. who not only do they come with stuff, but they try to pull information out of
right,
you.
Right, right.
And, you know, they may be a sympathetic listener or, you know, very concerned. How is that health issue you're dealing with? That kind mm-hmm. of thing. Mm. So that then they can go say to someone, well, you know, she's dealing with la, 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 la. And so anyway.
Wow. Ugh. Lovely.
So let's just go now to how do you manage somebody like this? So if you are a manager yeah. and you have this kind of person, you may not hear it. It may take you a while to hear it.
Yeah.
Or people may come to you and say, I just heard from so-and-so that, you know, I'm being moved to another department. What's going on? As yeah. soon as you get wind that this person is maybe spreading gossip mm-hmm. or saying things that are inaccurate or just yeah. creating an energetic field of negativity in your yeah. department, you want to address it. Don't let it go too long. That's what I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I love that. Sure. What do you say, Kathy? I'm sure you've got some ideas.
If you don't have review time, if that's not a natural, like, you know, I get to put that in your review because I like that documented a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just have to call the person in and say it's been brought to my attention that you're not always positive, you know, and you have to address what has been said. Mm-hmm. The problem is you don't want to give away who told you.
Right.
Because
right.
you don't want to throw your coworkers or your other staff under the bridge. So you can say, I heard it.
Yeah.
Several people have told me. You're getting a reputation here.
Yeah. Mm.
So if you're not happy, that's okay. You can leave. You know, I'm sure you can find another job or you can move to another department.
Yeah.
So just you wow. have to set that limit that they've been caught and it's not going to work.
I like that.
And sometimes they do go. But sometimes they'll start a rumor about you.
Exactly. I was thinking that's really what they do
a lot
of the time. But that's fine. If you confront the person, if you say, I'm on to you, that's the best you can do.
Yeah, and as a manager, just remember that you're not the first person to tell them and you won't be the last.
Sure. Right.
They've heard that in their personal lives. They've heard it at their past jobs.
Mm-hmm. I know actually of one person who was confronted like this, and she broke down. Yeah, she broke down in tears and said, I know I have this tendency.
I agree. I've seen that too.
Yeah. Mm. Because it's about professional development at the end of the day. You're not going to get promoted if you're this, at least not by a joyful, empowering boss if you're this kind of person.
Right.
Right. So it is your responsibility as a manager to shut this down.
Mm-hmm. Shut it down
as quick mm-hmm. as possible.
I'm just wondering if any of us here have been in a position of either shutting someone like this down or shoving them off the shoving them out the door.
We've had clients where I've confronted clients about it when they start saying, you know, rumors.
Yes.
And I have shut them down and I've gone to management and said, this is not okay.
Right.
You know what I was thinking, Kathy? The thing that's interesting about this kind of employee that we found is they're usually not doing a very good job of their job. They're so busy disseminating.
I think it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because they're just not positive people. Mm-hmm. You know, they have issues.
Right. And also they think that somehow their power is in mm-hmm. influencing people mm-hmm. in a negative way.
Yeah.
Right.
I will say if you think you might be one of these people, that chances are you got here because you in early life received what we would call negative attention. Mm. So when you said things that were negative, that's when you got the attention. So it's hard to trust. It may be hard to trust that if you look at things from a more optimistic or positive side or constructive viewpoint, that you will be seen and appreciated.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's also an element of just who you are as a person. Because yes. I think optimistic people just are.
Yes.
And then negative people just are. But I think that's a really, that moment of psychotherapy, that was really insightful.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So anything else on this subject, Catherine or Logan?
No, I mean, I think the big challenge is detaching from the overall energy of this person. And as you said, Kathy, if you're a manager, to nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
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 Just not getting caught.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either establishing boundaries or distancing yourself.
And don't let them scare you. That's the other part. Don't let the rumors and stuff, don't let that set
you
off.
Yeah, that was the overthinking piece that I sometimes get caught up in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2. And also follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
And if you want to receive our podcast email, you can text us at 228-28 and type in MyCrazyOffice. That's all one word, MyCrazyOffice at 228-28.
Finally, don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@MyCrazyOffice.com.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.